Let's get ready to rumble! One of my favourite records ever.
I know, Dave.
Wow.
She was a fast machine. She kept a motor clean.
I love
she
this.
Was the best damn woman that
hey, see, Dixie, at it again.
She had the sightless eyes of telling me no lies. Knocking me out with them American thighs. Taking more than a shit. Had me fighting for air. She told me to come, but I was already there.
Do you want to join in?
No.
Go! Alan's got his eyes closed for this, apparently.
It's an emotional moment.
Well, obviously. Do you think that's a beautiful thing?
I just hit a wall.
That what? Was the same look on your face then as when Chris plays the buzz off opera music.
Yeah,
buzz maybe, off
maybe
music.
It has what? The same effect on me.
So listen to this, right? Alan yesterday, what a saddo.
What?
Right. He phones me last night and tells me what he's been doing all afternoon. And he says, you've got to talk about this on, but you've got to say it was you. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, tomorrow at halftime, you've got to say it was you. I say, what is me? So there are people listening to this now, sitting on the edge of their seats, okay?
Mm.
Right, waiting for me to say something. And now they're going, oh my God, I don't believe it. God, it's true, it was true, it was true.
You're not going to do this.
Yeah?
You're not going to say it was me.
What? Don't you dare twist that around. Right, Allard yesterday goes on Moyle's World. Oh. You know the unofficial Moyle's fan site? Yep. Goes into the chat room, right? Pretends he's me, right? Chats to everybody and then says he'll say hello to everyone.
I'll sue.
At this bit of the show.
I'll sue.
Then he rings me last night and he tells me all this and he goes, but I pretended I was you, so you've got to say it was me or something like that, right? And I'll give you the names of the people who are in the room. And I'm like, why would I do that? And he goes, because it'd be really, really funny. Because they'll think they were talking to you and it'd be great.
He's sad, man. I'm falling on the sword here, I can feel this.
Well,
are you?
There
who's
you
left
go.
That sword in here? Put that blooming Zane low again.
I haven't filled in a form for that.
Oh, sorry.
So, what was it like in there?
Well, they were vicious.
Were they?
Yeah, when they thought I was you, they were not nice to me. And this is your website. This is chrismoles.net.
Wow. Are they on there now?
Bet they are.
It's the fans' website.
There's a fans' website. However, there are a few people on there who may not be fans, and they're just trying to ruin it for everyone else.
What, they were being nice. Yeah, they were mean to you.
Not me. It wasn't me. No, they were rude to Chris.
Why were you pretending to be Chris?
Yeah, why were you pretending to be Rachel? Why didn't you just say you were Alan?
Rachel, I wasn't. I wouldn't do that.
I'm confused.
I thought I'd pretend
Alan,
to be you.
Why would he pretend to be me?
Much nicer when I was you. I didn't do that, Chris.
Really?
Yeah. It's just that no one talks to me online when I'm me, so I went on as you, and no, that's not true. Come on, Chris, it was you. You had an afternoon, you had nothing to do.
You rang me last night, right? And you tried to deny this. You rang me last night and said, guess what I've been doing? It's been so funny. And you should say tomorrow that it was you on there, and then they'll all believe it really was you in the chat room.
You phoned me yesterday evening. I was in Pizza Express.
When have I ever?
And you said to
when
me,
have I ever been
you?
In a chat room ever in my life?
Yesterday. And it's funny because you did talk as if you were a brand newbie. You know, you were there first
a
time
what?
Ever, like a newbie.
I was a newbie.
He'd do things like someone would go lol, and he'd go, "What does that mean?" And he's like, "Okay, you haven't been here before."
A what? A lol? Say,
exactly.
What's a lol?
Laugh out loud.
Oh, I thought
right.
Lots of love.
No, so laugh out loud.
Tell you what there, Alan, with your knowledge of chat rooms, you're really proving that it was me and not you.
I use chat rooms.
Now, just, there you go, then!
Just not that
yeah,
one.
You also have a webcam in your bedroom. No further questions.
It's used to wave to my parents occasionally. It's nice. No, I have R-O-F-L, things like that. I use those words in other channels.
R-O-F, Roffle. What's a Roffle?
You know what? I've gone blank.
R-O-F-L? Really ordinary, fluffy, fat, lion. Fat legs.
Oi! Footballer's legs, I think.
Really
you'll find.
Awful fat legs.
Footballer's legs.
Actually, awful's not with so what did you say that I would say?
I didn't say anything. However, you know.
Oh, okay. In your guise of Chris Moyles.
Okay. In my guise of Chris Moyles, you do the odd, so what did you think of this feature or that feature? And they then would might say, brilliant, not great, brilliant. And then the ones that weren't
great. No. What did you say to the geeks that I'd say on the air?
Oh, you would say hello to Lewis, who really has a major problem on his hands.
That Lewis.
A major problem.
He's got a major problem on his hands.
Spending the afternoon talking to you.
And Mafro. I think Mafro.
Macro?
Mafro's where you get bargain beef.
No, Mafro's in. He's like the baddie kid in Harry Potter. Right?
Mafro really needs to grow up a little bit.
That's Malfoy.
Well, same thing, isn't it? It's got a math in it.
MC, we like.
It's got a mouth.
It's the same thing, Rachel. It's a palindrome.
Tipsy, dipsy, or something.
What?
Hello to you.
Tipsy and dipsy?
Yes.
So sad.
Mafro, Lewis, real problem people. Sidler, hi Sidler, how are you doing?
Who?
Sidler?
Sidler was really nice
Sidler?
To me. Oh, sorry, you.
Right.
And McQueen, very nice guy.
Steve.
Very chatty. No, not Steve.
Steve McQueen.
Great.
In fact, I think you've met McQueen. He turned up at one of our OBs once.
Okay.
Does this make sense to anybody else?
No.
Well, this is your computer world.
Well, chrismoles.net.
This is your computer world.
If you're going to go on there, don't be a newbie and don't do stupid things like, what does LOL mean? Because it annoys them.
What's a newbie?
Newbie.
Is that that's the guy who makes the daily advert for the show?
Ben Newbie.
Yeah. LOL.
Newbie is you yesterday when you're brand new and you're asking very simple questions.
Why don't you just go for a walk or something in the afternoon?
Or
meet
Dave,
some real people.
Listen, Alad, why don't you do something constructive with your time? Like do what I do. Sit at home and play interactive battleships on Sky GameStar.
That's too sophisticated for me.
You could help Dave with his DIY.
Yeah.
No.
You could have come training with me yesterday afternoon.
Oh, how did that go?
Well, very well, thank you.
Oh, good.
I did ring you, but your line was engaged. You must have been on the internet or something.
You're probably waving at your parents on your webcam.
While chatting to your newbie friends.
Mm.
It wasn't me.
LOL.
But anyway.
Roffle.
Anyway, Mafro and Lewis grow up. There you go.
Blimey. Is that it? Did you meet anybody else there?
Ice-T was there.
Ice-T
was there.
God, I didn't realise they were all big fans.
Ice-T wasn't sure if...
Dr. Dre?
If it was really
Flavor Flav.
Me, you, but...
MC Hammer?
Believes it now that we're on air.
Chuck D?
Talking about this.
Chuck Norris?
Bizarrely.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm amazed.
Rachel, I'll take you on there one day. I'll show you.
Blimey, what a thought. Hey, what an offer.
Well, hello to Malfoy and Inspector Morse and Lewis, Chuck D.
Ralph.
McQueen.
And LOL.
Ice-T.
Ben Newby.
Yeah. Ruffle. And Dirty Stonebarts. Right, lovely. Thank you, Alan. You may notice the deliberate mistake this morning. Well done to Bob, who just texted in. You
That's
win.
A palindrome.
Shut up.
B.O.B.
You win a set of steak knives, Bob, for working out we didn't do the car park catchphrase, lines are now open. Scott Mills' favourite bit of the show.
The lines are now open?
Hang on, I haven't said yes.
Oh.
Yes.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.